Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Western Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this week was the big farm show in Harrisburg, and I understand that there were some folks in your area who received special recognition. What's going on?
Yes, I am particularly proud of some local residents in Tioga County that did very, very well at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which is the largest indoor agricultural event in the nation that featured nearly 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. Very proud of the fact that Christopher Medzicki of Mansfield, Tioga County, and Amanda Ziefla of Liberty, Tioga County, were scholarship winners. The Farm Show scholarship winners were recipients of foundation money, and its 22nd year has awarded in the aggregate about $1.2 million in scholarships to 444 junior farm show exhibitors since the program began in 1993. And in addition, Delaware Valley College provides an additional $2,000, and Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences awards $3,000 to its full-time recipients. So kudos and congratulations to Christopher and Amanda. And earlier in the week, four individuals were recognized as well from Tioga County that received many awards. The Grand Canyon FFA chapter, Wellsboro High School, participated in forestry judging at the National FFA Convention this past October, and they finished actually eighth out of all states. So they finished eighth in the nation, and four individuals from the Grand Canyon FFA chapter. Curtis Avery had a gold emblem placing. Laura Young had a gold placing emblem. Clayton Bieber also had a gold place and received a gold emblem. And Cody DeHaas received a silver emblem, placed a silver category. But eighth in the nation, outstanding accomplishments for all of these individuals. Very, very proud of them. Congratulations to all.
Also, there's an important program that helps people out with their heating when they need help, especially in the really cold part of the winter here. And you have some information on that. What's it all about?
Yes, we've really been getting some very extremely cold weather in our area of northern Pennsylvania here in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties. And we'd just like to remind individuals that qualifying families and persons in Pennsylvania who encounter a home heating emergency can now apply to the low-income home energy assistance program crisis grant for assistance. It's called LIHEAP for short. And the LIHEAP crisis grant is specifically reserved for emergency situations, including broken heating equipment or leaking lines that must be fixed or replaced, lack of fuel, termination of utility service, or being in danger of having utility service terminated. In most counties, assistance with home heating crisis situations is available 24 hours a day. In addition to the crisis grant, LIHEAP offers home heating assistance for low-income families struggling to pay heating bills. So eligible Pennsylvania residents are encouraged to apply for this program. More information can be obtained from your local county assistance office or contact LIHEAP hotline at 1-866-857-7095, or they may also visit the Department of Human Services website for additional LIHEAP information.
Also, we're going back to Harrisburg next week. You'll be back in session. What's going on there?
Yes, next week we will reconvene session after the elections, and Governor Corbett will be leaving office while the new governor, Wolf, will be taking his oath of office. His inauguration will be on January 20th. We will also be reorganizing the committees, and committee members will be finalized for next week. And the members also are very, very busy right now introducing bills for the first time if they're freshmen. And a lot of the veteran members will be reintroducing bills that did not pass last session, as well as new bills. So it's a very, very busy, exciting time in the House of Representatives.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.